You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
I've been here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. Just Luke and Cam this morning.
Just Luke and Cam, but we'll keep her on the billboard.
Subject to change.
You know? Yeah.
Card may change due to injury.
If you miss the show, do I get to come up the ranks and now it's Luke, Cam and Rach?
Ooh, that's interesting. I have to talk to my producer about that.
Okay.
That's me, though. I'm the producer.
I was going to say, are you the producer?
It's confusing. But what's not confusing is you recently had a bit of a moment where you got some, like...
Some sweet revenge.
Some sweet, quiet, subtle, silent revenge.
Yes.
It sounds very enticing to me.
It does. So it was against...
Tell me more.
Let's start with it was against some youths.
Yes, I hate youths.
Youths on public transport.
Like teenagers, you mean? Like,
yeah. So recently... I had to catch a bus, which I don't usually do.
Awful.
Try to avoid buses because buses are the worst.
They are.
And so I had to catch a bus out to see Rowan. I was picking up the car from him at his work.
Yep.
And so I was jumping on the bus and I... When I got to the bus stop, there was like 20 teenagers all hanging out together. And they all had their Bluetooth speaker on.
Yep.
Which was playing some Australian hip hop. Yeah. And they were all just... talking along with it.
You know, I'm so not a fan of Australian hip hop as well.
Yeah. Well, Australian hip hop is definitely that thing that you can talk to. Like, it has that kind of rhythm that people just kind of...
Sure.
And they were all just having a sing-along with it, 20 of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I had my earphones in. I was listening to a podcast. I wasn't bothered.
Yeah.
And so I got onto the bus, and then all 20 of them also got onto the bus, as well as, like a bunch of other people. There's a lot of people on this bus.
Right.
Which seems weird to me. But they all sat up the back and they were just blaring this speaker, singing along. Again, my headphones are in. I don't really care. And so I'm sitting there and I look around and I realize that a lot of the people on the bus are starting to get really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like the kids are getting rowdy. They're, you know, swearing at people.
Yeah.
A couple of slurs are coming out. And
Australian
I'm like,
pop's bad for you.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is bringing out the worst in these people. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm kind of not. I'm not having this, like, a bit of respect.
Not on my bus.
Not on my bus. And so I opened up my phone. I went to my phone, opened up my Bluetooth options, and did some searching. Funnily enough, they didn't lock their speaker. So I just connected to their speaker. And I just blared some Orinoco Flow from Enya. Just absolutely blared it out of their speaker. So overriding their Australian hip hop. And these kids were like freaking out. They're like, who's doing that? What's going on? And they're like arguing with each other. Like, you're doing this. I know you're doing this. You always do stupid stuff like this. And they're like, no, it's not me. And they're all like hassling each other. And now all of the people who were bothered by them are laughing at them. And, yeah, I was just feeling real good about myself. And a couple times they took the speaker back and immediately I just jumped back on, took their speaker, Orinoco Flow, and like put on some headphones. Like, this is public transport. No one wants to hear you all have a little sing-along to your Australian hip-hop.
I like that you chose Enya as well. That's a very specific... Oh.
I was like, let's go soothing, let's get Orinoco Flow, sail away.
sail away. And that's a good message for them too, just sail away.
Just sail away.
Sail the F away.
Yeah, it was just doing my head in by the end of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I try to think of times that I had a subtle, quiet revenge
on... sweet, sweet revenge.
I do like that they would have no idea that it was you as well.
Oh, none. None, because I was right. I sat right at the front of the bus. I looked forward the whole time. I had my earbuds still in, even though from this point I couldn't hear anything because I'm playing through their speaker.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting there, just like, it's not me.
Yeah,
I just look over here.
Yep.
Look, I've got earbuds in. Not me.
Just quietly listen to your own thing, and I have no idea you've ruined them.
Yeah.
I think Enya's a good choice. I would have maybe gone for some Kylie or something.
No, I wanted something that was like. No, like, quick beats or anything like that. If I went Kylie, it would have to be like, what's that real slow one she did?
Confide in me. So I'd be for that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of oddly sexual as well, so it would have been really kind of uncomfortable.
Or maybe like some Adele, like, Hello.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend?
Aww.
Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
We're talking about revenge.
Revenge.
Because, Cam, you got some revenge on youths.
Yeah, I got some revenge on some youths who were playing their music on their speakers. That's one thing I hate. I hate when people just get on, like, a train or a bus or something and they just turn their phone on and they don't have headphones. Like, I'm just going to listen to music. I'm like, no. Like, just don't.
Yeah.
No, it's like when you would have had this when you were in Paris, when buskers just get on the train.
Actually, you know, right, it did happen in Paris.
Yeah, it happens all the time in Paris.
I'd been there for like a minute and got on the train from the airport.
Yeah.
And literally this guy just got on and started singing and playing acoustic and stuff. And they had like a beat coming from a speaker. Yeah. It was like a weird, yeah.
And if you look at them, they go, "You enjoyed my show. Money, please."
Luckily,
have to always look out the window.
It was a very busy train and I was like far enough away from them that they couldn't see me. But I was like watching going, is this normal? Yeah. Like, is this a thing that happens?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, right.
But so youths on the bus playing their music, I wasn't in for it. I wasn't digging it at all. And so I jumped on my Bluetooth and I took control of their speaker for myself and played some Manana. Some Orinoco flow.
See, I don't have really any sort of subtle silent victories like that in terms of revenge. Because
you're always
transport.
You're always like shouting about, yeah, I did you over. You're too proud about your revenge.
Yeah. Like I'm like
just bumped everyone
exactly.
in the room.
Just like
very you.
Yeah, pretty much. No, but I'm definitely the person that will like on public transport if there's like someone sitting in a disabled seat that shouldn't be. You know, and then someone gets on that actually needs, like, they're elderly or pregnant and, the youths, like, don't move. I'll be the one that'll be like, hey, mate, get off the seat so she can sit down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm that person.
Yeah, I do the thing where rather than say to them, I'm like, oh, would you like this seat? And point directly at the seat. And then, like, the youth will look at me like, what? And I'm like, yeah, here, just sit down here. And then they'll be like, oh, and they'll get up and move.
Right. Like, that heavy implication.
Yeah, that
like,
huge.
Non-subtle. Yeah.
Have some pressure. You're a terrible person.
Yeah.
I love. I get lots of sweet little victories around the office. I love those. Do you get those?
What do you mean? Like what?
Oh, you know, just CCing in just the right person, or just those little victories where you're like, well, I think we should do it this way, and then like everyone's like, no. But then someone else will be like, no, I agree with Cameron. Let's do it this way. And everyone's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah. Let's do it my way.
Part of my job is like to try and contact people to like do things for me, right?
Oh, right.
So I love that passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you must have missed my previous email or like just wanted to follow up in case you didn't see this. Like, I know you saw it.
Let's wind the clock right back to when I used to work in retail and the sweet little victories you used to get over a customer when you were right and they were wrong.
Ah, nice.
And there was that long kind of, they'd like push it and be like, well, no, I think it's this way. And then, you know, you'd bring in the manager and the manager would be like, oh, no, it's like this. And then be like, oh, okay. And you're standing behind your manager like, yeah, suck it.
People that want to talk to the manager, yeah, in any scenario.
Do you know what the sweetest victory is? I want to speak to the manager. I'm the manager. That's the best.
That used to happen actually when I was in call centres. I used to jump on the phones to help out when we got really busy. And then once we do a supervisor and you're like, well, actually, I am.
Yeah.
So.
My favourite, like, yeah, I used to have that when I worked in like customer service online and I'd get the great one where it'd be like, they'd be like, I want to speak to the head of customer service. I'd be like, I'm the highest you go. Get used to it.
Yeah. I had a message in as well, Cam, someone who from Tamsin, who said, loved your story about your revenge.
Yeah, thanks, Tamsin.
It is a good story, I have to say. Said, best ever silent revenge. Love it. Made my morning. And said, I was with my granny in London getting on an empty-ish bus and youths again. They were lounging in the granny section. In my broadest Aussie accent, I said, get to the back of the bus, mates. Shocked off, they popped and my very proud granny.
Aww.
Got to sit down.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah, especially like an Aussie accent in London. It throws them.
Well, it cuts through.
Yeah. Like, you hear that. There's no way you don't.
There is no mistaking an Aussie accent. Trust me, when I was overseas in London and Scotland as well, it's like that accent is so clear.
Yeah, but then you go to America and they all think you're English.
Yeah, it's actually the worst.
Yeah, I hate it. They're always like, are you English? I'm like, oh, I'm Australian. I'm like, do you surf every day? No.
And this riding girl, in a kangaroo.
This girl's face dropped when she discovered I didn't surf.
Now, we've been talking about revenge this
sweet,
morning.
Sweet revenge.
And isn't revenge always just so sweet?
And sometimes the best revenge is just living well. I hate that saying.
Yeah, I'd rather that too, like, to someone. But Andy has messaged in. Hi, Andy. And said, morning, guys. My revenge is when people complain about hair in their food to front of house and want to talk to the kitchen to then find out, as a chef, that I have no hair.
He shaves
every morning before going to work. So if there's a hair in your food, mate, it is not from the chef. It's from yourself.
I was really worried reading halfway through that text where this was about to go and if I would ever eat out again in my life.
Right. Why? Because
I thought he was going to do something to the food.
Oh, like put
but
something.
He didn't.
Oh no,
he did it. He revealed a good side of the story.
It took a nice turn instead.
It took a nice turn. When I was prepped, I was pacing myself. He's like, I was expecting him to do something to the food.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach, and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.